Well, what is going on is that we see an alarming surge in number of children who are used in the worst possible way. They are used in bomb attacks, suicide attacks in the four countries of the Lake Chad. We are talking here about Nigeria, Niger, Chad, and Cameroon. During the 3 months of 2017, the number of children that have been used in this horrific practice, horrific act, is more or less the same than the number of children that have been used during the last year. So 27 children were used in suicide attacks the three first months of this year, and 30 children were used last year. It can be explained by a tactical change, a tactical shift of Boko Haram, who now seems to carry on some guerrilla-style insurgency. And so using children is a way to avoid, you know, some detection. And that's absolutely alarming and horrible.
Can you just tell me, you know, what kind of children, do you have an idea about where these children come from? Are these displaced children? Have they been abducted? I mean, what's the profile?
Yes, it's very important to remind that Boko Haram has been abducting children, like, you know, the Chibok girl that we often speak about. But there are many, many more children. That's really common practice from Boko Haram to abduct children. And what we notice now is that among the children that are used for this suicide attack, there are 80% girls. So since January 2014, 117 children have been used in suicide attacks in these four countries, and 80% of them are girls. And so Boko Haram has these children, and they are using the girls for domestic use, but not only anymore, really for this kind of attacks. They are also sexually abusing them. And we are extremely alarmed by that, not only because you cannot imagine a worse way to use children in a conflict.
Yes, and you were talking about the Chibok schoolgirls there, 200 who were abducted by Boko Haram, 3 years ago now, and some have been returned, and you mentioned the stigma that they face. I mean, maybe you could give us an update on the Chibok girls. How many are still missing, and what has happened to those who've been returned? Have they managed to reintegrate, or are they just facing too much stigma still?
What really is important is that the Boko Haram insurgency has been fueled in large part through the abduction of the children. So this Chibok girl abduction is the most well-known example. But the practice is widespread, and it continues. Girls in captivity, as I told you, are often assigned husbands who rape them in a marriage without ceremony. Many girls become pregnant, and they give birth without medical care or attention. Boko Haram is just exploiting children to fulfill combat and sometimes combat, sometimes non-combat roles, including cooking, cleaning, transport, and as I told you, even as combatants and sexual slaves.
And last question to you, Christoph, where is your funding if you've managed to actually get into the region with your local partners? Where are you with funding now?
Our last appeal for the Lake Chad Basin was amounted to $154 million, and it's our last year appeal, of course, and it's only 40% funded, and that's not enough. We need some resources. We are particularly, in addition to our work to provide this, as you said, very, very needy population with access to safe water, because as you know, there are also some risk of famine in the northeast Nigeria. We have a lot of work to do. We are doing a lot of work, but specifically for these children, we need to make sure that they can have a psychosocial support. We have supported more than 300,000 children last year for psychosocial support. It needs to continue. It requires some resources. Yes, it's clearly a region of the world that is where the children are particularly suffering, and where we need to scale up our programs to support them.
And Christoph, sorry, a final question to you. I know you've worked around the world for UNICEF in humanitarian settings, different conflict areas. How does the Boko Haram Lake Chad situation compare in terms of its focus and the fact that it's fueled, as you say, by its mission to abduct children to keep itself going. How does that compare with other sectors, the situations that you have seen?
You know, each conflict is different, but I would say that this Lake Chad region is, and particularly Northeast Nigeria, is facing so many challenges at the same time. It's always tricky and difficult to compare a conflict with another because, you know, there are some nuances, there are some specificities. But in Northeast Nigeria, in this area of Lake Chad Basin, you have the problem, you know, of drought, you have a problem of conflict, you have a problem, of course, there were problems in the past, and you have all the development problems, all the development issues to take into account. So there is a kind of combination there in this region, the violence, the drought, the risk of famine, the food insecurity, the lack of access to safe water. As you know, it kills as many children as the food insecurity. There is a lot at the same time, and that's why it's so challenging.